Klal Tes, Aleph, and we begin the ninth Klal, Bez Hashem, the ninth out of ten Klalim in Shmir Salashim. And the Chofetz Chaim says, Yesh Dvar Masuri Mishum Avak Loshen Hara. There's another concept of Avak Loshen Hara. Kegoin, and there's the dust of Loshen Hara, it's not actual Loshen Hara. Kegoin, Sh'oimer, Mi Hoya Oimer, Al Ploinish, Yia Kamoishu Ata. Who would have believed that Yankel would turn out the way he did? So that kind of invites, you know, especially like he turned out good. And, or the other way around, whichever way it is, that implies that there's been a time when things were not that great. Oisha Aymer, he says, Shisku mi ployni, any rights to lidia ma era ma year, ma hoya. So he says, don't talk about him. Oh, please, don't bring his name up. So when you say that, you're obviously implying that not that you're about to, that you're full of praise for this person, but rather that you have a negative feeling towards that, and you have negative things to say to that person. So even though Lamaisi didn't say anything negative, but just that intonation implies that there's something there, even though you don't know what it is, the person who hears it, nevertheless, that's Avak Lashon Hara. And another kind of Avak Lashon Hara is, V'cheina misapir b'shiv choy shel chaver b'fnei soina. If in front of somebody, you know this guy doesn't like him, and you say, the other guy, you talk about him, he says, he's really a nice guy. So saying that is going to spark the person to now react. He says, a nice guy? You should know what he did to me. So you're going to cause, there's a goyrim lohem she yisapru b'knuzay. Because what you did caused a Lashon Hara to come about. So the Chofetz Chaim really has a difficulty, and we do also, in understanding this kind of Avak Lashon Hara, which is Mefurish Lashon of the Rambam, and that is L'chayr, that's in L'chayr Nisa of Lifnei Evil L'sita Michshol. That's L'chayr the Daraisa, you're causing this person to do an Avera. And he says, you'll say, yeah, but he could have done the Avera, or he could have said Lashon Hara anyway. Yeah, but that's not cool. That's cool that you're the one who's mamish bringing him. He wouldn't be saying Lashon Hara now. But it's only because of what you said, now he's saying the Lashon Hara. So he says, the Teretz, the Chafetz Chaim, in the Haggah, and he says, in the page Kufayin Aleph, in my volume, he says, V'yesh le Teretz kushyoseinu, delekach kosva zerak, ho'isur davak Lashon Hara. Why did they write, there's only an Isur of Havak, which seems like it's a drabonin of Lashon Hara? The Ratzu lichol bazeh, afilu ba'ifin de belavdi day, afshe shahayu boim gamkin le Lashon Hara. That even without you, they would have come to. He says, Ubazel l'shayach Lashon Hara. He says, Av belavi di day lohayu boim Hashem le Lashon Hara, goin shle dibru klal metchiloi displayni, v'hu b'dvar of sibir v'leim ad shidibru Lashon Hara, then yitaka oiva lifnei even. So he wants to say that it's talking about in the case where Lamaisa, they were talking about this person. And since they were talking about this person, it's Ganshi talking that the guy was going to say the Lashon Hara anyway. But now that you geared it in a way and you said something, he's a nice guy or whatever like that, or he's a nice guy, and you caused it, now he said it. So even though Taka could have been saying it right now, also another Lashon Hara, nevertheless, that's why he said it as a Lashon of Avak Lashon Hara. So it's like, it would seem that the Kasha is still a little bit stronger than the Teretz. Teretz is not such an easy Teretz of the Chofetz Chaim. But that's another one. So therefore, to say any praise in front of a guy, you know that this guy doesn't like Beryl, so don't talk about Beryl. Don't say any praise about Beryl, because if you do, you're going to be gurum that that person is going to say something negative about Beryl. And if a person, if you start getting a little bit too carried away with your praise about a certain person, that's also going to bring it, because he says, first of all, he himself, I'm getting all excited about this person, so I'm going to say, look, I'm not saying he's an angel. The guy, you know, you try to borrow any money from him, forget it, it's never going to happen. But, you know, he really is da 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 da. He's really gevaldig like that. So he says, Chutz mi midera zu sheyesh lei, oy shashem in yeshivuhu. Or when he says this, the people who listen will say, Lama tamar be b'shivchai, halamidus kach v'kach b'yodai. He's not such a... So if you say a little bit too much, then that also invites people to react and say, not so poshit. V'chol zeh imenu m'shapcha v'rabit. And this is talking about all when you're doing it just in front of a person or two. So then, in front of it, a sayne, don't say any praise. In front of, not a sayne, don't exaggerate, don't get too carried away. But to do it publicly, there's going to be people on one side or the other, or there'll be people who are jealous. And if he's going to talk about it, he's going to come to be mesapi b'gnusai. Vim yachbo it's l'shabeach adam ashekra huzlag l'rabim v'noyde l'koshe v'tzadik. But if there's somebody taka that is known to be taka a kosher and a tzadik, v'ashel enimse b'rov ashma, and that you don't really know anything negative about this person, gam al pnei sayni u'mekani yesh l'shabchai. And even in front of a person who's a detractor, you can be mishmeachim. Ki lo yuchal leganoso, because he's not going to be able to talk negative. V'imi ganeyu, yedu hakoyla shepiv dibershov. Then everyone's going to know, you're talking about a guy like that, give me a break. You know, the people are going to, they're not going to hear it as something bad. They're not going to be mekabalit. So therefore, against a person like that, then a person could be mishabeah, or at a levaya. Also, a person has to be careful that not to be mishabeach somebody in a way that's going to cause him a loss. Like a guest who will go out into the street, that he's going to say, "Ah, what a gevaldige balabas I had. He mamish, he gave me to eat, and he gave me to drink, and he made my bed, and everything was mamish givaldi." So it sounds like a nice thing to do, but it's a negative. Why? Because that's going to cause that. So here, Ramosh is medayik, and you see it clear in the Chavetz Chaim also. The problem is only ki ayedeze yislaktu anoshim reikim v'yasuru el beis balabayis v'chalos mamoine. The only problem is that by doing that, you're going to cause that bad guys are going to hear about it, and they're going to come, and he's going to have a hefset from it. But the fact that another Rosh Hashiva is going to hear what a gevaldige job this guy did, what a gevaldige hechnosa zorkim this guy did, and because of that, he's going to ask to come and want to stay, that's beautiful. By inyan kazeh nema mevorech re'eo b'koil gadol, b'boiker hashkem kololo techoshiv loy. When you go out at night, so to say, and you praise him, in the morning it's going to come out to be a curse. And the same halacha is, if let's say a guy got a loan from somebody, and he hears, like, mamish, what a tzaddik, this guy lent me money, lent me $10,000 without any security, mamish, what a tzaddik. So it's not motzui. We don't care, it doesn't matter, it's motzui, that now other people are going to want to borrow money. Forget it. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. Now you have another opportunity to do a mitzvah of lending money. That's not what we're worried about. But the problem is, ki aydezeh motzi hu yishkatz well of anoshim ra'im. The problem is only that bad guys are going to hear about it. Ve'ini yachol ha'shmidat mehem. He's not going to be able to get away with not lending the money, and therefore it's going to cause a hefset. So in other words, if a person got a big nedava, like Rav Moshe has a tshuva, a person got a big nedava, so it's not a problem to be mefarsim to tell people. It depends who you say it to. If you're going to say it, you know, at the coffee club where everybody in the town is there and they're hearing it, all the out-of-towners are there by the coffee clutch listening, and there'll be people there that are noshim, that are reikim, that are not good guys, that are going to hear it. And because of that, they're going to now come and swarm on this person, then it's taka wrong. Then it's klolos kashim loy. But if the pshat is that as a result of that you tell it to another good person, another good tzairach, this person is going to get bombarded by 12 good tzrachim, and they're going to come from the tzedakah. So what a schus this person has, the mitzvah gereres mitzvah.